Well, welcome, everyone. It's wonderful to have you here. And this is the Conscious Business Telesummit with Adela Rubio. And we're going to do a connection just to get us started, just to line up our awareness and our intention for this call. So take a nice deep breath and exhale. And just feel yourself kind of like arriving in the present moment, kind of like there's this really interesting door that you're just right in front of. And behind this door, there's just all this fascinating and just in time, just the thing you need to really shift your business, to move your conscious business into more than where it is right now, to really access this energy of getting the word out about your message. So it's not about marketing. It's about the movement that you're leading, the one that you are the answer for. So take a nice deep breath and exhale. And feel your connection to Suzanne. Just really being present, fully on, fully here, really knowing that you're going to hear things today that are just for you and that there are going to be things that you can implement right now. And there are going to be things that are going to be the next step for you. So just feel yourself opening to that, opening to all the folks who are on this call, all the folks who are up for conscious business, and all the folks who are really on for a movement. Thank you. So when I first, I actually first saw Suzanne, we're both part of a group called the New Coach Connection, and I've seen her there for quite some time, probably a few years. And as I was looking around for folks who were like really lined up with this, I came across her Help More People tour. And when I saw Stop Marketing and Start a Movement, first of all, this is one of the things I said on my Monday call. She was using, in quotes, my language. It's the thing, it's how I've been talking about marketing. And the things that she's up to, I mean, she's actually doing it. She's being it. So I'm very excited to have her here. And today, our guest is Suzanne Evans. And she's a marketing and mindset expert that's built a $500,000 coaching business in under 3 years. And she did it in her spare time while she was working at a day job. And now she teaches others how to do the same. Thank you, Suzanne, for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited and love your message and can't think of anywhere I'd rather be right now.
Well, this is so perfect. You know, one of the things that I know that so many of us struggle with, folks who are, you know, heart-centered, conscious, open, aware, one of the things that we struggle with is this whole concept of marketing. And I'd love it because you've got a really unique twist on this. As I was reading through your blog content, I was seeing, you know, words like authentic marketing, heart-centered revolution. So I wanted you to speak a little bit about this because I know you deal a lot with mindset shifts also. So if you could speak a little bit about this orientation around marketing that's uniquely yours.
Well, I think for me, it came very personally. I mean, in two ways, my personal story and with the clients that I work with. So for me personally, I was working in the Broadway theater industry. I did not have any business skills, no marketing skills. And so to make a really long story short, I was not in my purpose. I was not in my passion. And when I discovered coaching and found that that was it, I wanted to build a business around it. And you know, it's that whole build it and they will come,
mm-hmm.
and they don't. And so, except, you know, like your sister, and then she has to leave early because she has something. You know, so you're trying to figure it all out, and I knew I had to master marketing, and I'm a very good student, and I started working with some really good marketing people, reading really good marketing stuff, and I did start to see some results. You know, when you master marketing and you implement it, you will begin to see results. And I did, but I have to say I was having these cry in the shower moments. And I was like, something just isn't, and I have to admit, my language wasn't even that good then. I don't know if I was even saying the words like alignment, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just knew something was off. You know, I was like this, you know, I felt like I had left an unfulfilling day job and it replaced it with kind of like this marketing hype that felt unfulfilling. And so I knew I had to do something differently, and I began to look at everything, and I thought, you know, what's really important to me? What do I care about? And two things happened under this revelation. One was helpmorepeople.com brand was born, so my business brand was born. But the other piece was that I became really clear that marketing doesn't work. I mean, you know, quite frankly, if marketing alone worked, no one would be on this call right now. You know, you wouldn't be looking for more information, new information to grow your business. And so when that struck me, I realized, wow, you know, there really is something else here that is more sustainable and has more longevity, and that is this movement piece. And so when I realized that it was the movement, then, of course, using marketing to get that movement out, everything really shifted for me. I mean, that's when my business took off. That's when, you know, everything just aligned. And the piece about my clients was, you know, I was seeing a lot of people doing the marketing. They were doing the right things. They were working hard. They were with the marketing coaches. They were using marketing formulas, and they were blogging and tweeting and Facebooking and, you know, all that stuff. And something still wasn't taking traction. And, again, that was the second revelation for me, was that, you know, so many people are on the marketing hamster wheel, is what I call it,
mm-hmm.
that they are just, you know, what's the next strategy? What's the next tactic? That they're not even really sure what their movement is. They've lost that language. So, similar to what had happened to me, they'd lost that language and that calling and that spirit in all of the marketing hype and all of the marketing madness. So for me, you know, that's now what I teach, is this movement before marketing, and using marketing to fuel a movement. It changes everything, because people don't buy marketing. Remember, marketing is strategy. Movement is impact. So when you look at it from that, everything shifts, because you're able to open up to your calling and to your message, and people are attracted to messages. They're not attracted to marketing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the marketing, if it's not being sourced from this deep wellspring within you that is renewable, it's a renewable source of energy that's always coming through you. It's tied into your passion. It's tied into your essence. If your marketing doesn't come from that, it doesn't work.
Without a doubt. And you know, we're sitting here talking about it, and it sounds really simplistic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's going, well, of course, right? They're like, well, of course you've got to have a message. Of course it's got to, you know, line up with your marketing, and it's all got to work. But if you are getting just absorbed and saturated with the marketing tactics and strategies and trying to do too many things, you really do lose the message sometimes without even being aware of it.
Mm-hmm. So for someone, we've got folks on this call that are, you know, on the spectrum. Some folks want to start a business, and some folks already have a business. A good number of folks are struggling with their business because they're trying to line these things up. You know, they take a course here, they do a course there, they've learned bits and pieces all over the place, and they're trying to put this together in a way that feels organic. So when you work with someone, Suzanne, and someone, do you start off with the message first?
Absolutely. And I actually call it, you know, for me, like, secret number one is be the change. What do you want to change? Because if in my workshops and in my programs, I'll say, write down what you want to change. And people will expect me to put on music and give them 5 minutes. I give them like 10 seconds. And I'll say, if you can't write down what you want to change in 10 seconds, entrepreneurship may not be for you. Because, you know, you can stay the same in a job, and it's a hell of a lot easier. You don't have to look for clients. You don't have to worry about cash flow. You don't have to, I mean, you know, it just is. In many cases, a job is easier. But if you've got something you want to change, if you wake up every morning and there is something that is calling to you to help, to support, to heal, to inspire, to be different, that's your passion, and that's what you can profit from, because if you will put the right pieces in place, that's where the magic is. So, yes, I absolutely start with the message. I start with the movement because nothing, you know, I can't put a business model around it and I can't teach people how to market or attract clients without that piece being first and foremost.
Okay, so once they have their message, just kind of like to give folks a skeleton of kind of how it flows, what comes next? Once they've got this message down, what comes next?
So I'm going to give you the first three steps kind of in this answer. Number one is write the message.
Mm-hmm.
Number two becomes compelling story, because that which only customers and clients can only see in us, that which is in them.
Mm-hmm.
So let me explain what that means. Your compelling story is what sets people free. I would bet 99% of the people on this call right now are probably in the service profession. So that means you provide a service to other people, which means you are your business, and it means that it is your story, your message, that is going to help people most, and it's actually going to be your greatest marketing asset. The way I like to coach my clients to get this kind of right, quotes, is make your mess your message.
Mm.
Make your mess your message. You know, a lot of people, I was actually just in a mastermind the last few days, and someone, you know, she got up and she talked, and it was all these buzzwords, and she was saying all this stuff, and it was going around and around, and I'm thinking, gosh, what is her story? You know, I really want to hear what her story is. And so often people are trying to hide behind professionalism. You know, I remember I was coaching a VA once who said, oh, I don't want my story on there. I don't even want a phone number. I just want people to contact me. This is supposed to be very professional. And I said to her, you are going to fail. And I know that's very harsh, but it is the truth. When you are not willing to share yourself and to share of yourself, it doesn't work. So step two is really your compelling story. You've got to make your master message. You've got to be willing to put yourself out there and share the good, the bad, and the ugly. I was coaching a parenting coach one time, and really, really bright woman. I kept saying, why do you want to be a parent coach? Oh, because I love parenting. Okay, why do you want to be a parent coach? I took a great parenting class. I said, no, come on. Tell me about your parenting, how you were parented or how you parented. She said, oh, Suzanne, please, at 23 years old, I was standing in the bathroom with a handful of pills because I thought my kids would be better off with somebody else. And I said, that must be a really hard story for you to tell. She said, no, I tell like the, you know, the butcher, the grocery store. And I said, but it's not in any of your messages that you, I haven't seen anywhere. I haven't heard you talk about it. And she said, people don't want to pay me good money and then hear my mess. I said, that's all they want to pay you for. You know, that which is in you is what they will be able to see. And so, of course, you know, she changed that, and it changed everything for her. But you have to be willing to tell your truth, because that will set your clients free. So that's step two. So it's compelling, it's your message, your compelling story. And then the third piece is, and this is where I'm seeing a lot of people mess up right now. There are so many things to do, from social media to continuity programs to clubs to membership sites to all kinds of fancy, sexy marketing things, that we're being drawn to those. People are being drawn to those. Oh, fast money. Oh, I can get people this way. You have to get clients before you have passive income. Active income before passive income. Every successful mentor, coach, healer, expert I have ever worked with or I have ever known started with one-on-one clients, started one person at a time so they could build a tribe, so they could build a hive, and then turn that into growing their list and turn that into other passive products or programs or continuity clubs or whatever it is. Don't get distracted by all the sexy marketing strategies that are going on. It's message, compelling story, active income, then passive.
Wow, that's so awesome. I so get this. One of the things, too, that, it, you know, when you're working one-on-one with clients, it actually gives you an opportunity to refine your results. You know, you get to see what works. You get the actual examples of what you are able to shift with people. And, you know, and then you really, really clarify your message so much more, because you've got actual people that you can start seeing what the through lines are, what the recurring issues are that you are so brilliant at, you know, at resolving. So
Absolutely. It's
the base. You know, if you're going to build a tribe, you know, you don't build it like en masse. It's one-to-one. You know, you actually have to deal with people. You can't bypass that. You can't do like what my friend Bob Jenkins says, you know, your list is not an ATM. I read that one recently. I was like,
yeah, he's like, great.
Yeah, I was like, yes, it's there, and it has to be connected to this message, to this movement that moves you, because otherwise you get back into the same thing. I know that I also worked in corporate America, Suzanne, and, you know, at one point I was doing my job, I mean, probably the last 7 years of it, I was doing it for the money, and that's the reason I left it.
Yeah. Well, and Gary Vaynerchuk says something very interesting. He's Wine Library TV, if those of you listening don't know him, and he's got his new book just came out, Crush It, Why It's the Best Time to Turn Your Passion into Cash, I think is what it is. And I was spending the afternoon with him, and I got to ask him some really great questions. He's a really brilliant guy. And one of the things we were talking about is legacy is greater than currency. Now, that doesn't mean we're saying, oh, money's not good, it's not important. It's very important to make money. And you don't, for anyone thinking about going into business, don't go into business if you don't want to make money, because you will be miserable, you won't serve people, you should do a not-for-profit or something, because business is currency, it is making money. But there's always something to be said about legacy is greater than currency. You know, the way you do anything is the way you do everything. So if you can lead with that heart, if you can lead with that message, if you can lead with that compelling story, you're always going to have a legacy around you, your story, your business, what you have to offer, the gifts you have to share, and the currency will come. So, you know, for me, when I'm thinking about strategies or ways that I do things, I'm always going legacy is greater than currency.
Mm-hmm. So what I know that this was part of my adventure, too. For a long time, I thought I was, you know, in my message, you know, and yet I found that I struggled. So how do you know if your message is the message?
A couple of things. One of them, I'm going to go back to Gary Vee in his book. He says, you know it's the thing that is right for you if you can right now, in minutes, write 50 blog post titles and topics that you could write on. You know, for some of you on this call, it might be newsletter articles. That's one way to know. And then he said, actually, it should be really easy to write 100 to 500, and I agree with him. For me, when I'm working with my clients, it's kind of a joke, but I say, you know, what could you get lost in studying or researching and forget to feed your children? You know, you just love it so much. And then the more, those are kind of emotional ways of looking at it, but the more practical way of looking at it is, you know, people talk about working, and your passion is that which doesn't feel like work. And even when people go, oh, yeah, when I'm doing my stuff, it doesn't feel like work, but when I market it, that feels like work. No, even marketing it shouldn't feel like work, because you are so excited to tell people about your message. You are so fired up to share what you have to offer. And that is the true testament to are you and your passion. You know, I was working 50 to 60 hours a week in a day job, and I was getting up at 6:30 in the morning and coaching clients at 7 a.m. I was coaching clients in the evening, starting at 7 p.m. or 8 p.m., going to 11 o'clock at night because I started coaching people on the West Coast so I could coach night clients. I was doing my marketing on the weekends, and I had friends look at me and say, oh, my gosh, you are working so hard. I didn't notice.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like work.
Mm. Yeah, it's just in love, and I still am. You know, I haven't been home in, like, 3 weeks. and, you know, let me be clear, I don't have children. I can do that. I know for some people, you know, that's not a reality because of family or whatever the circumstances. I'm just sharing my story. I haven't been home in over 3 weeks. I'm not even home now doing this call because I have had, I've been doing my own tours, so the Help More People tour. Then I was at a couple of events. I was speaking at a couple of events. And people are like, oh, you must be ready to go home. And, you know, listen, yes, I'm ready to go home. I'm out of shampoo, and I like my, you know, I like my everything that we have in a routine at my house. But I love what I'm doing. I don't notice that I'm traveling. I don't notice that I'm on the road. I don't notice that I love what I'm doing. And if you are so passionate that you get lost in it, that you're not watching a clock, you're not, it's not feeling like work, that's your message.
You get lost in it, and actually it increases your energy, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Oh, that's a great, yeah. And, you know, it's the same thing when you say that, you know, people say, oh, you know, I was on client calls all day. Well, if you've got the right clients and you're in the right message, you're like, I was on client calls all day. Now I'm going to go do jazzercise. Mm-hmm. You know, it gives you energy. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Wonderful. I saw something else on you, and this is one of those things, too, that we had a question earlier in the series about, you know, how to have, like, a really extraordinary business in 1 year. And I was seeing something on your blog that really spoke to this, and it was one of your steps of your heart-centered revolution. Like, those steps are fantastic. I'm going to have to point folks to that blog because the blog is fantastic. There's so many great things that are on there that people can just get value out of right now. But this whole idea of, you know, being like a secret, right? And one of the things that you do that you put in here was that you ask at least like 100 people a week. You invite them to join your movement. So can you speak a little bit about that, about, you know, what is it with being a really well-kept secret and really just putting your message out there and inviting people?
A couple of things, actually. It's so funny. Everyone always asks me about that, and I think it's also the thing that scares people the most, you know, to go, oh, my gosh, I have to ask 100 people. And I've actually had people write into me after teleclasses or programs going, you know, asking 100 people. So they were like, you had me until then. And so, you know, it's a number, and it's an important number. And for me, that worked in the beginning to have that goal. Did I hit that goal every week? No. Do I hit that goal now? Sure. I mean, sometimes, you know, I would say in the last 3 weeks I've probably hit 20,000. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it just depends on where you are. But I put that out as a goal because no one ever becomes successful being kept a secret. And here's something so simple for you, but it's free, it's doable, and you can start now. I call it the 1 mile radius rule. Get in your car. Okay, if you're way out in the country, it might be the 10-mile radius rule. But get in your car, drive in a 1 mile radius, put on a great piece of music, and look at everything through a different pair of glasses. Look at everything as an opportunity to share your message. So all of a sudden, the diner with the Kiwanis Club sign out front becomes a place to give a talk. The library becomes a place to hold a workshop. The high school, you go, wow, do they have an adult ed program that maybe I could teach for? You know, the businesses in your area become, wow, you know, could I set up meetings? Whatever it is, depending on what your movement is, what your message is, look at everything through a different pair of glasses of where could I share my movement? Because I am telling you, everything you need to build a multiple six-figure business is within a 1 mile radius of your home.
It's looking for opportunity everywhere.
It's
really changing the lens through which you filter. And once you tap into that message that you're so passionate about, it's not like you're not going to be scared, right, Suzanne?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, people don't believe this, but it's an absolute true story. I built my business in a Whole Foods supermarket. Now, I coach some nutrition and Institute of Integrative Nutrition clients and dietitians and just nutrition clients, and they do things in Whole Foods. Not many life coaches do things in Whole Foods. And I was in Whole Foods, and I was shopping around, and you know how, like, they have the food samples or whatever, and one Sunday they were, like, passing out chicken sausage and acai juice or something. And I was like, it clicked with me. I thought, if they can pass out chicken sausage, why can't I pass out life coaching? And, of course, my partner was with me, and she was like, oh, please, please don't do this. Just go to the checkout. Just go to the checkout. And I go to the manager, and I say, you know, I really want to set up a booth and talk to people about life coaching. You know, your whole foods, whole body, whole mind, I want to talk to people about what's going on for them. And he agreed. I don't know if it was out of pity or he thought I was crazy. But I set up a table between the tomatoes and the bananas, and I talked about coaching. And what that did for me was transformational because two things. I learned about the pain people were in. What did they want to talk about? What did they want to hear? What messages were common, you know, between across more than one person? And so I really started to talk about people about what they needed and wanted. So I was able to develop products and programs about that. The other piece was I would share with some people, and they would look at me and be like, can I have a business card? Can I learn more? And then some people would say, do you know where the soy sauce is? And I saw what worked, and I learned how to use a language that compelled people. You can't learn how to do that. I can teach you, and I do teach you when I'm coaching and going through my systems, but at some point you have to take that teaching and put it into action and experience it for yourself, because everything will change when you do that. Mm-hmm. So the opportunities are everywhere. I mean, for me it was a supermarket. For you it'll be somewhere else, but they are absolutely everywhere. You have to be willing to leave your house, and you have to be willing to look for them through a different lens.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like you show up as a finished product, as a finished service one day, right? It's actually
right.
In putting yourself out there that way that you get to discover, you know, what it is that you're passionate about. Because that's the other thing you were talking about, you know, writing those 50 blog posts. The other thing, too, that I realized for myself is that if you can, another measure is if you can get up there and you can talk nonstop about something and you've got opinions, and the other thing is that there are certain things that you feel differently about than the rest of people. You know, you've got a unique viewpoint on something. That's another way that you can kind of look, like as a signpost, oh, perhaps I should go this way. But it's not until you get out there, Suzanne, that you get to see what actually lands and what actually works and what matches up with the problems that people are having that you are actually the answer to.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. And you can't share. I mean, that's what a movement is about, is, you know, no movements were ever launched or built out of perfection or silence. I mean, movements are about urgency, passion, necessity, and not perfection. So, with, you know, especially a different viewpoint. And you, here's the cool thing, Adele. You always have a unique viewpoint because you are you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't be anyone else. Everybody else is taken. So, you, right?
Yeah.
You are you. And just in that, you will forward your unique fingerprint. So, one of the things I hear a lot, and, you know, it's very common, is for someone to go, well, you know, I don't want to be a health counselor. There's like 12 just in my town. Well, what does it matter? They can't be Sally. You know, only Sally can be Sally, and you're going to have a unique spin, a unique life experience. Something is going to make yours unique and resonate with some people that other people wouldn't resonate with. I had a mentor once who used to say, there will be people that only you can unlock.
Mm.
And I just loved that. There will be people that only you can unlock. And when you think about that, you are really underserving if you're not marketing. You know, marketing is a moral obligation. It is a moral obligation. There will be people only you can unlock. And if they don't know you're there, if they can't get your support, you are not being in alignment with the gifts you've been given.
Yeah. Absolutely. And the other thing, too, that you know, the playground, I think, that sometimes people get stuck in is when they keep trying things and it doesn't seem to work, and then they get despondent, and then they feel like, well, you know, maybe I don't have a message. Maybe, you know, I can't be successful at this. Can you speak a little bit to, you know, when things aren't working out, when, you know, it seems like you run into obstacles all over the place? How do you approach that?
I think you have to just, I hate to simplify it, but I think you just have to follow your heart. Well, I'm going to take that back. Can I retract something?
Yeah.
Is that legal?
Yes.
No, you always have to follow your heart, but it's really important to have a mentor. I mean, it's really key to work with someone that has far exceeded what you hoped to do. And that means they've, you know, been through the hurdles, the bumps, the obstacles, the objections, and they have a really good sense of how to support you and how to guide you. Mm-hmm. And I can't talk about it enough because, I mean, I would not have built a $500,000 coaching business in under 3 years without a mentor. And it's everything. No, there is no such thing as a self-made millionaire. Doesn't exist. Made up. Everybody has a mentor, support, a team. It takes a village to build a business, but I think the answer to that is actually follow your heart, but you follow your heart to finding the right mentor, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It cuts the learning curve in a big way because you don't have to stumble and struggle. And sometimes it can take you a little while till you find the right one, but when you find the right one, it's like bang, zoom. It's like everything opens.
Absolutely. And you actually started this call by saying, you know, mindset. And you said, I know there's a lot of different mindsets around things. And one of the mindsets that keeps most businesses from ever truly taking off is that they say, when I make some money, I'll get a mentor or I'll get a coach. And believe me, I can speak to this from experience because it is my story and I have been there. Had I waited to do that, the first coach I ever hired, I did not have the money. I did not. I mean, I put a part of it on a credit card. I did move some things around in my budget to be able to afford it. But I knew, I was like, this is never going to work unless I get someone to support me. So, you know, whatever it looks like for you, shifting priorities, moving things around, it doesn't make any sense to try to make money so that you can hire a mentor. You get a mentor so you can make money.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. I've done the same thing.
We've all done it.
It's amazing. It's amazing. As a matter of fact, I hated marketing until I met my mentor, Ellen Britt, who I adore. And
I love Ellen.
I love Ellen. She has totally spun my world around, and it seems like all of a sudden now, you know, I've been a coach now for 6 years, but it seems like all of a sudden now, then everything shifted. But it was a huge mindset shift, the resisting and not outright really disliking marketing. It wasn't even resisting.
Yeah.
I really couldn't stand it. I used to think, oh, you know, that's really push and it's offensive. I used to get offended at sales letters. And it's really interesting because there are some really – I would love for you to talk a little bit about some of these mindset shifts, because that was a huge mindset shift for me too, because, you know, with me not wanting to purchase things from – oh, and another thing I used to do, I'm coming clean. I used to come to calls like this, and I would never buy the product. I would just listen to the call, and I would feel like, well, you know, whatever I'm going to get on the live call and, you know, whatever. And I did a whole bunch of other things. I would show up on all the freebie calls, but I would never actually buy the product. And let me tell you, once I started actually buying the products, implementing things, you know, it made a huge difference. There's something like the universe does not reward the just, you know, I'm just going to get a little bit. I'm just going to get it a little bit, or not the full value of something. It's like you're not giving even yourself the full value of what's possible by paying for a product or trying out a coach or a mentor that's actually gone through the experiences and can actually deliver a pathway for you. And for me, that was a huge shift. So I know I'm speaking from having been there. So are there any other mindset shifts that you can think of that can really help people shift into this movement?
Yeah. So here's an image for you, and it is this simple, and it was shared with me by one of my mentors, and it always works, and it never fails, really. Imagine what you receive, right? Client, money, abundance, flow, simplicity, coming to you through the same hole that you are giving, that you are investing in yourself, that you are helping other people, that you are spending money on your growth and your development. So the hole that you spend through is only as big as the hole that you will receive through. Does that make sense?
That is.
I know it's always easier to picture, you know, when I hold my hands up, but that's the bottom line. So if you are on this call right now and you're scratching your head and you're going, why don't I have clients? Why aren't I making money? I want you to just think right now about how large is the hole that you are investing through, because that is how big the hole will be that you will receive through.
Yeah, and not to say that it's only, you know, because some folks do have, like, some financial situations where, you know, I mean, some people are having a rough time, but there's loads of ways of value exchange. There's loads of them. I know that a lot of times when I may not have had the money, I actually worked with folks and I did some work in exchange. Well, I mean, when things were really rough.
Not to be controversial, but I'm totally against that.
No, I know what you're saying. Yeah, Suzanne, I know that you are.
I'm totally against bartering, and I actually write newsletter articles about it because, now I will say this. Now, here's a fun thing, a twist on it, but it's all about energy exchange money. And if I need a VA, let's say, and I can't afford that, but the VA needs marketing coaching, let's say. And I actually did this. I did this early in my career. There was a slight difference in what we each charged at that point, but we exchanged checks.
Yeah.
We exchanged checks because there is something about the exchange of energy and money that it will change your life.
It will.
I was in St. Louis doing my tour last weekend, and there was a woman who was just sobbing and in tears because this barter thing just threw her on her side, because that's what she had been doing over and over and over, and seeing that what it had done was it had given the universe the message of, I work for free.
Yeah. Yeah, and I want to clarify that, because I stopped bartering a long time ago.
We've all done it at some point.
Yeah, you can't do it. Yeah. You can't do it. And actually, some of the exchanges that I've talked about that are more recent, I've actually paid money for the course and done it, but then continued to be in relation with, you know, with people in other ways. So what I'm saying is, this is such a fantastic point that you're bringing up, and I forgot that actually you were so strong on that, because I remember that impressed me. Because there is something about, especially people who are conscious, you know, we need to make money too, and we need to make lots of it, because it's when conscious people start making really a good amount of money and being really successful that I think that things are going to really shift. And we need to get to that critical mass where those of us that are really aligned with our values and aligned with our mission and with our movement, we're out there being super successful, because that's really going to shift the power. At least that's my thought, Suzanne. So I
totally agree, and I love the topic, of course, that you've brought to everyone in this teleseries, and just this perspective. We want the conscious entrepreneurs to have the most money. I hate to say it that way, but it's the truth. I mean, make sure that you are in abundance. Make sure that you are getting the marketing support and help and coaching you need, because the conscious entrepreneurs are the people that are going to use that money for the greater good. Again, one of my mentors, David Nagel, says, if you're an asshole and you get a lot of money, you'll just be a bigger asshole. But if you're an abundant, caring, conscious individual, the more money you get, the more conscious you make the planet, the more abundant you make the planet. So we want this group of people on this call to be enormously abundant, because you are the change agent.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. I want to take a break and let's answer some questions, because we could keep rolling here.
I forgot about questions.
Yeah. This is from Joanne in Atlanta. What if you have more than one message? How important is it to start with one message?
I can answer it in one sentence. Mary Kay, who was a billionaire and a brilliant marketing woman, said, you can't chase two bunnies. Bottom line. One message. If you can't decide which one, blindfold yourself, put them on a wall, and point. You need to start with only one message.
Wonderful. All right, next question. Sandra from Bozeman, Montana. How can an entrepreneur, this is a great question, how can an entrepreneur become more coachable?
That is a really great question. Wow, thank you for that. I think three things, and it's so interesting because I was just in a conversation about this morning. Two things. You want three things. Sorry, you want to let go of the need to be right. Most of us, on some level or another, have a deep need to be right. And I would rather help. I would rather be rich than right. And so, let go of that need to be right. That's number one. Number two is, a lot of things are going to come your way when you open yourself up to coaching or mentoring or whatever works for you. And not all of them are going to resonate. And so be a really rich sponge and then create a filter for yourself. I have a client that I was talking to today. She went to an event. It really didn't resonate with her. And I think it kind of rattled her to the point that she was, you know, really didn't resonate with her. And I was like, let it go, you know. That you don't have to like it. You don't have to like the person. Not everything will resonate for you. And to be really coachable, you just take in what works and let go what doesn't work. And then I think the third thing is know that it should be fun. It needs to be fun. And so sometimes a lot of entrepreneurs come from the corporate world and they approach coaching like this hard, difficult thing. It's not effortless at all, but it can be simple. It's not effortless, but it can be simple, and so come with that mindset.
Great. Our next question is from Donna. Can this information help if you are not a coach or in the service business? For example, I'm holding teleseminars with experts, and I am writing a book.
Oh, absolutely. It's the exact same. I mean, if you're writing a book, you are in the service profession. Because if you're an author, your service is to share your book with people. And if you're holding teleseminars with experts, your service is that you're bringing, you know, Oprah is a service professional.
Mm-hmm.
She brings really interesting content and wonderful experts of things she's not experts in. She's just she's the medium, for lack of a better word, right?
Right.
You know, she's the middle point. And so first thing I would ask that person to do is actually change your mindset a little bit. You're absolutely a service professional. So I would kind of step into that, and yes, this will all apply.
Okay, great. Next question is from Deb in Dickinson. What if you want a new business but don't know what that'll be yet? I know I want some sort of a spiritual business and currently have another business. So that business doesn't scare me or anything, but there are so many ways to go with a spiritual business. What do I do?
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to go with a spiritual business. It's about benefits. Energy workers, healers, spiritual people, their biggest trap is that they don't provide benefit-based language and transactional problems. So, again, I was just coaching someone this weekend, and they were talking about, oh, it's going to leverage your joy, and it's going to release you of burdens, and all of that is airy-fairy. People need to know what their transactional problem is. Is it going to save you time? Is it going to reduce stress? Is it going to make you money? Is it going to, you know, get rid of pain? So the biggest piece of advice I could give you is bringing in spiritual can be a beautiful, wonderful, grand, abundant business, but it has to still be benefits-based, and it has to be focused on transactional problems.
Wonderful. Really good. All right, another question from Karen. Regarding spending money on programs, I spent money on so many things that I became overwhelmed and just had to stop. I figure I should follow through on one before I can continue getting others.
Absolutely. That's what happens. If you do everything, you will end up doing nothing. I always tell people, I have multiple coaches. I have a $500,000 business, and I've been doing this for 3 years, and I grew my business very quickly. And so I have a lot of systems in place, and I have a big team of 6 or 7 people that support me all the time. I can have multiple coaches because I can have multiple messages, and I know what to take from each. If you are in the growth stages of your business or the launch stages, you need to find one message, one mentor, and follow them through a program until you start something else. I think you answered your own question there, and it was beautifully stated. Here's my 3 criteria for picking the right person. You just got to like them. You got to resonate with them. Somebody on this call right now is saying, that Suzanne really sounds like a jackass. And that's okay. You know, it's okay. I'm not resonating. I guarantee I'm not resonating with someone on this call. So you've got to resonate with the person, and you've got to just, you know, feel a connection. Number 2 You have to see that they have a systematic way of doing things, right? You can hear that they've got steps involved. And number three, they have exceeded where you want to go, so you know they've been through it and they're past it. Nothing worse than hiring a poor marketing coach.
Great. That's really, yeah, especially the system piece, Suzanne. You know, especially for folks who really require the focus, because that's really, really key. Well, all those three pieces are really important, but having a system that resonates for you, because sometimes, you know, someone's style or someone's system may not resonate for you. It may work, but it may not resonate for you. So wonderful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, great. I've got another, a question here. They didn't write who it was from, but it was, so a mentor can be a coach you hire. That was the question.
It depends on what you're looking for. If you are looking for, you've got to know what you're looking for. If you're looking for a mentor that shows you how to coach, sure, that's wonderful. If you're looking for a mentor to build your business and marketing and get clients, then you have to have that. I had a point fairly early on where I had a mentor from Coach U. They were helping me with coaching, and, of course, I got a separate marketing coach. So you can decide what it is you need and want, but if you need clients and you need to make money, you need to make sure that you are aligned with a mentor to help you get clients and make money. Here's, you know, one of the first people I ever started listening to was Allie Brown. She said this, and I have never forgotten it, and it's part of the reason I've been able to do what I do. It's always marketing over mastery. It's always marketing over mastery. I see people spend 2, 3, 4 years on mastering their coaching, and they never get a client. It's marketing over mastery. So it's good to work on both, absolutely, but make sure you've got somebody to help you with getting clients and making money.
Well, yeah, because if you don't get the clients, you'll never get to the mastery, Suzanne.
Absolutely. And, yeah, it's hard to tell people that in the beginning.
Yeah, it is.
You hear it, but you're absolutely right.
Yeah, it is. And it is that shift. It's just, you know, and I talked about this on another call. I shifted from thinking about sales to thinking about offers. And for some reason, changing the language shifted it for me. And I think that those are some of the things that we need to do is see what's the problem that we're having with marketing and reorient. Really, marketing is just about how you get your message out. You know, what's your message and how you get it out. It's as simple.
Sales is not something you do to people. Sales is something you do for people.
Yeah. And especially, the thing is that once you have clients and you've created results for them, you know what you can do. And I was listening to a call, Lisa Sasevich, last night, another one of my favorite people. And she was talking about that especially if you're in service, who are you not to basically let people know what you offer, because what you're offering is helping people, and holding out is actually, you know, a terrible thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I'll just see if we've got any more questions. And it seems like our folks are on a pause right now, so great. Suzanne, I wanted to know if there's something, any process or anything that you, any exercise that you can share with us with people around their message and their marketing. Is there anything that you use with your clients that can just kind of like open people up a little bit more? Let's say that they're stuck.
A couple of things. I would certainly say if you're really stuck on what your message is, you may want to start with your compelling story first.
Mm-hmm.
Because out of your compelling story, a lot of times your message will come forth. And the other thing I would suggest is that you really, you know, think about what the triumphs have been in your life. Now, notice I didn't say the successes, because sometimes successes come to us effortlessly. Triumphs typically come to us out of some adversity, and sometimes it's enormous adversity. You know, I talked about the client I coached who was standing in the bathroom with a handful of pills. And sometimes it's a little adversity. But if you look at the triumphs in your life, there's a lot of messaging in those, and quite often that can be a great indicator to what your message is. But, you know, the other piece is that sometimes you just need help crafting your message. You know, it goes back to the mentoring, and I'll get people a lot of times that come to me and they go, oh, I've really nailed my message, and they say it, and God love them. They are really in a wonderful, passionate place, and nobody knows what they're talking about. So you just need people that are masterful at messaging to help you, or either a program. You know, there's a lot of self-study programs, too, that can help you master your message. But starting sometimes with your compelling story can be really useful.
Okay, wonderful. The other question that we've been having throughout the series, Suzanne, is about partnership and about collaborations and how to find partners. And especially I'm thinking about one of the things, I actually went to the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, and one of the things that they would recommend is, like, when you were going to do, like, a workshop or a talk on nutrition, that you had, like, a buddy to go with you. And you would be doing the presentation, but your buddy would be kind of, like, helping you out. So sometimes for folks, it may be a little difficult for them to get that out there and do it on their own, I mean, like you did. But sometimes partnering helps people. Some people, like, show up much more in partnership. So can you just speak a little bit about that in terms of, you know, finding good partnerships and, you know, how to see if a partner is, like, really lined up for you?
Well, there's two types of partnerships. There's the partnerships that are business partnerships, and then there are what I call body doubles. Body doubling is when you look to someone for support and, you know, because you need some assistance or, well, you know, here's what body doubling is really about. You really don't need the support. I mean, let's get real. You don't really need anybody to come stand with you. You know, when you start thinking about it, unless you're in a room of 3,000 people, you don't need anybody to help you hand out the worksheets, right? You really can do it by yourself.
Right.
But the reason a body double is really useful is there's something, again, it's about energy, you know, just having the support there can allow you to do things you wouldn't normally do. I know when I was writing the Help More People system, I just felt stuck. I was so stuck. I was trying to outline the system, and I kept telling my partner, I was like, I need you to help me write. And finally, she was like, okay, I'll come help you. And so she came downstairs. She sat in a chair, and I handed her Post-it notes. And then an hour later, I had done the whole system, and I looked at her, and I was like, oh, my God, that was amazing. Thank you so much. She said, all I did was hand you Post-it notes. Right? Sometimes we just need the body doubling. So, yeah, finding someone that's supportive, and here's the thing. They don't even have to be a rocket scientist. That's the good news. Sometimes it's just about a warm body who will smile and show up. So that's on that end. On business partnerships, here again, I will just say for those of you listening to the call, get clients first, because getting clients and having at least some reach and some at least some reach and some list and some experience is going to make you more attractive and make you more viable to partner with people in business, whether it's a joint venture or an affiliate. So sometimes we always put the cart before the horse, and we're trying to get JVs and we're trying to do affiliates. Get yourself some clients. Nothing is more important than clients first. Active, then passive income, and JV and affiliates are great ways to get passive income.
Wonderful. Yeah, because you've got to bring something to the table, right, Suzanne?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're partnering, you've got to bring something to the table. I mean, that's what partnership is all about. Okay, here I am with my, you know, with my cornucopia, and there you are with yours, and now we're going to come together, and we're going to, you know, work together or whatever it is that we've decided we're going to, however we're going to play.
Exactly.
So, yeah, wonderful. Yeah. I know that you've got, actually, I am so excited about this, Suzanne. I signed up for the Help More People tour.
I saw that the other day. I was so excited. I can't wait to meet you in person.
I know, me too. I'll tell you, one of the things, this is another, I'm just so loving, and you beat me to it, because I'm like, 2010 is the year that I'm doing, I called it my roadshow. I've been talking about, I want to do a roadshow. And, of course, Suzanne, here she is, and she's doing it. And so I'm going to go, I want to meet Suzanne, and I want to meet who my kind of people are locally. So this is another thing that I think is really extraordinary is live events, Suzanne. Can you just share a little bit about what you, has been your experience with doing your live events?
Oh, there's nothing like it. I mean, honestly, I was really excited. And, you know, the word in the self-improvement and coaching industry right now is it's really hard to fill live events. It's really hard to get people to come and put butts in seats. But I just knew, despite all of that, that it was what I was meant to do. And so I, what she's speaking of is I put together helpmorepeopletour.com, and I've been going to three cities. And we are in Los Angeles on November 21st. We're in New York City on December 5th. And we just were in St. Louis a couple of weeks ago. And the cool thing is that, you know, people were transformed. There's something about being in the same space. And, you know, listen, I hope that the information I shared is some small part of that. But I think the bigger part is that when you are in that energy and space of entrepreneurs, there's nothing like it. And I love teleclasses. I mean, what we're doing right now is wonderful. And, of course, it's great because we can be in our pajamas, you know, and sit there and listen and be educated and inspired. But coming to a live event where you can meet people and create affiliates and JVs and you can have that energy of the room and have the information live where you were talking about your message. You know, a lot of people in my event and at my tour, they, we write your messages in the tour, your movement and your messages. And people are getting help on the spot, not only from me, but other people in the room. So there's nothing like the energy of it. It's been the greatest thing I have ever done in my business in the last 3 years, and it's just been thrilling.
Yeah, and like you're saying, this is one of the key, especially for those of us that work virtually. You know, we're talking about connection. We're talking about community. We know that conscious businesses do not exist in a vacuum. So these live events are amazing for, first of all, the energy. You're talking about the energy. Your particular one I'm very interested in because I'm all about the movement. So I'm really excited to come to your event, meet you, and also see who else, you know, in the New York City area is up for this movement thing. I really want to get to know other people. So it's a great place to find collaborators, to find, you know, partners, to find people who, as I said in my first call, who are aligned with your meaning, your message, and your market. And the other thing is that the energy that comes from a group of people who are with this aligned intention is extraordinary. You will get more done in one day of an event like this than you do over a 12-week teleclass series. That's been my experience, Suzanne.
It's true. You know, I always say you get done in a day like this what you would get done in 6 months. And
yeah.
Two of the objections I kept hearing from people about going to events like this, one was price point. So this tour is $97. We said get rid of the objection of price point, $97, see you there. And then I think the other piece was that a lot of people were talking about the travel and all that, which is why we tried to go around the country. But I have to tell you, in St. Louis, we had people fly in from all over the country, from L.A. to out of the country, Canada. We had somebody coming to the L.A. event in Australia.
Wow.
From Australia.
That's amazing.
So, you know, because they understand the value. They're like $97. These events are usually $1,500 to $3,000.
Yes.
And I am, this is going to be really crass, okay? I'm a content whore. So I love giving content, and people that know me know that. So they're like, $97, oh, my gosh, you know, she'll give $10,000 worth of content. But it's been a great experience. And even if it's not mine, whatever it is, get to live events. It will change your business.
Yeah, absolutely. That's been one of the key things for me that I've done this year that I hadn't been doing in a while was going to live events. I've been to three of them so far this year, and I've actually got one. I'm going to yours, and then in January I'm going to one in Atlanta. So this is like one of the great ways that you can really tap into what the movements are out there, too, because that's the other thing, Suzanne, is that you go and you talk to people and you find out what they're doing, and you may hear what your movement is. It may be that like that thing that sparks you, too, because it's not like you're the only one doing the same kind of movement. There are a lot of people doing the same kind of thing, but you'll be doing it your way. And so when you go to events like this and you actually meet people physically, you'll get to find out about what they do, and I will bet you that you'll get a lot more information, a lot more clarity about what your movement is. So for those folks who want to attend Suzanne's event, I think it's December 5th, right, in New York City is the next one?
November 21st in L.A.
Oh, in L.A., okay.
Yeah, you see, us East Coasters, we're ignoring the West Coast. December 5th in New York City. And actually, for those people on the call, I would extend a Bring a Friend for free. So if you register from this call, just let us know. Don't worry about registering your friend. My team will actually email you and let you register and bring a friend for free. Because you know what? That's the buddy piece we were just talking about, bringing a friend, bringing a body double. So there you go.
Wonderful. So let me give folks the link so that they can sign up if they're feeling like this is the next thing for them. So it's consciousbusinesstelesummit.com/help. Really easy. And it's also, if you're listening in on the webcast, it's on the lower right-hand side. There's a little button there that says the Help More People Tour. You can just click on that. It will be on the replay page also. And connect, find your community, get your message, start your movement. Suzanne, it has been so wonderful to have you here. I am so excited.
This was so much fun.
Thank you so much
for having me and for all you're doing.
Thank you so much. Well, let's open up the lines just so everybody can say goodbye. I kind of like this. This kind of feels good to me.
I like that too. I always like to make sure somebody's still there.
No. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, wonderful. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Wonderful show. Thanks, Suzanne.
Thank you, Suzanne.